the gay agenda with Sinead Huckins Young.
Hello, lovely humans. Welcome to The Gay Agenda, the show where we talk about all things queerful and cheerful. I am your host, Sinead Huggins-Young, and today I'm joined by my fellow Alphabet Mafia members, Marielle, Esther, Will and Grace. No relation to the show. So first up on The Gay Agenda is your Pride. So Marielle, would you like to talk them through the Pride events coming up?
Absolutely. First of all, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having me. So yes, this year on the Sunday, the 17th of October, we have Yule Pride by the Sea 2021. We are so excited to be able to have an in-person event to be welcoming people, the community back on the streets of Yule and celebrate such an important occasion during the year. So it's going to be very simple. We're having our very first Pride March in Yule and we will be assembling at the Town Hall at 1:30 and moving off from the Town Hall through the streets of Yule and ending up finally in the Green Park to have a jazz picnic, but jazz picnic in the park from 2:30 p.m. onwards. So we will be having the Deja Brass Band playing from the bandstand in the Green Park and a wonderful array of information and activity stands for kids and teens, and would like to remind everyone who'd like to attend to bring your own picnic, as unfortunately due to COVID restrictions we're unable to provide any food on the day.
Perfect, that's great. And we actually will be running a raffle as well on the day. There'll be a stand there. The raffle is in aid of The Gay Bible, which is an educational book written by yours truly. And it's just a guide to queer terminology, the good, the bad and the ugly. And it just gives people an idea about, you know, what's the right thing to say and what all the things mean and what all the different sexualities mean. So the sponsors of the raffle, mostly local Yule businesses that I'll give a shout out to now. So the Regal Cinema in Yule has donated prizes. The Alan Prim Bookshop, Solo Hairdressing, Eleanor donated 2 prizes. Jenna and Matt from Team M Tattoo Studio donated a prize. Katrina's Hair Salon donated a prize. The Old Imperial Hotel, Team Bailey, In Stitches, DK Cases, and Sarah Jane Cromwell, who is another author, has donated a book and a life coaching voucher. So that brings us into the next thing, which is a documentary that will be screened over Yule Pride. The details will be up on the Seeding the County and the Yule Pride Facebook pages. So the documentary is called The Alphabet Mafia. So The Alphabet Mafia is an inside look into the lives of queer people. Hear from Irish queer people themselves what their identities and pronouns mean to them. From filmmaker Sinead Huggins-Young, that's me, we bring you an educational experience into their lives. We invite you to look at the differences and similarities you might share with their lives and hopefully give you a new perspective on an experience you might never have. So that's what that one's about. And myself and my wife, Esther, were actually in a documentary called The Irish Wedding by Alex Fegan. And that will be out this month on RTE. So keep an eye on your RTE player. And it showed all different types of Irish weddings from all over the country. And there was a couple of gay weddings in it, and we just happened to be one of them. So make sure you check that out. That brings us into our first song by the queer activist, Grace Petrie.
Well, we're a long way from the Stonewall Inn. I'm standing on this platform, no one's stopping me to sing, but there's a multitude of sins that can hide behind your hashtag. Tell me again how love wins. Well, there's nothing new about this rage. It's a war that's always waged. Like I know one bats an eye that when 50 of us die in it, it doesn't even make the Daily Mail front page. Well, sometimes it's like an uphill climb. Yes, sometimes it's like an uphill climb, but I'm right by your side, and that's what we call pride. I know you don't want to face the fact that each and every day we're still being attacked. And sometimes it's by guns, and sometimes it's by words, and sometimes it's by the North Carolina Bathroom Act. And yet, we're the same as everyone. We're all under the same sun. But if you're trying to suggest this is just about the West, we've spent our whole lives looking down the barrel of that gun. And sometimes it's like an uphill climb. Yes, sometimes it's like an uphill climb, but I'm right by your side, and that's what we call pride. And the love we have each other will defeat the hate we suffer. You're my sisters, brothers, and all that's in between. And if everything that I'm made of was fashioned by your God above, it was him that gave this kind of love to me. But sometimes it's like an uphill climb. Yes, sometimes it's like an uphill climb. Oh, sometimes it's like an uphill climb, but I'm right by your side. Oh, I'm right by your side, and that's what we call pride, and that's why we need pride.
Shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bum, so oh, 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 you need to calm down. You're being too loud. And I'm just like, oh, oh, you need to just stop. Like, can you just not slip on my gown? You need to calm down. You are somebody
were killing it. But we figured you out. We all know now. We all got crowns. You need to calm down. You need to calm down.
Our last tune was by Miss Taylor Swift, who is not one of us, but she is indeed a huge ally to us. So, these are important events, LGBT events and dates this month. So, all month this month in the USA and Canada is the LGBT History Month 2021. The 8th of October is International Lesbian Day 2021. The 11th of October is National Coming Out Day, and that's the Irish one, 2021. The 20th of October is International Pronoun Day, and it's the third Wednesday in October. So pronouns are what like people like to be called: she, her, he, him, them, they, or any of the other variants. The 21st of October is Spirit Day 2021. It was initially created as a response to a rash of widely publicized bullying-related incidents, suicide of gay students in 2010, including that of Tyler Clementi. And the 26th of October is Intersex Awareness Day. And for those of you who don't know, intersex is where there is a discrepancy between the external genitals and the internal genitals, the testes and the ovaries. The older term for this is what used to be called hermaphroditism, but we don't use that anymore as it is a slur in a way. Most people don't like it. The 24th to the 30th is Asexual Awareness Week, the last full week in October. Asexuality is a lack of sexual attraction to others, or low or absent interest in desire for sexual activity. It may be considered a sexual orientation or lack thereof. It may also be categorized more widely to include a broad spectrum of asexual sub-identities. Okay, so the next song is not by a queer artist, but has been adopted hugely by the queer community. You will not see a pride anywhere that does not play this. Hashtag Free Britney.
You wanna. You wanna. You wanna hot body, you wanna Bugatti, you wanna Maserati, you better work, bitch. You wanna Lamborghini, sip martinis, look hot in a bikini. You better work, bitch. You wanna live fancy, live in a big mansion, party in France. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch.
Tell somebody. So clean, they couldn't wait to just bash me. I must be getting too flashy. Y'all shouldn't have let the world gas me. It's too late cause I'm here to stay and these girls know that I'm nasty. I sent her back to her boyfriend with my handprint on her ass cheek. City talking, we taking notes. Tell him all to keep making posts. Wish he could, but he can't get close. OG's so proud of me that he choking up while he making toast. I'm the type that you can't control. Said I would, then I made it so. I don't clear up rumors. Where's y'all sense of humor? I'm done making jokes cause they got old like baby boomers. Turn my haters to consumers. I make vets feel like they juniors. Say your time is coming soon, but just like Oklahoma, mine is coming sooner. I'm just a late bloomer. I done peak in high school, I'm still out here getting cuter. All these social networks and computers got these pussies walking around like they ain't losers.
I told you long ago on the road, I got what they waiting for. Get your soul, just tell them ain't laying low. You was never really rooting for me anyway. When I'm back up at the top, I wanna hear you say, you don't run from nothing, dog. Get your soul, just tell them that the break is over. Yeah. I'm in the street, baby.
Lil Nas X, Industry Baby. He's a quite a controversial figure. Do you guys know much about the controversialism surrounding Lil Nas X?
I think a lot of that controversy kind of what arises for sure in a sense of prudism, because he does nothing in his videos that are not seen day in, day out in every, you
straight
know,
video
straight ever. Video with a main male singer surrounded by, you know, women just being sexual in some way. And honestly, all that Lil Nas X is doing is just flipping it on its head.
Yeah.
He is, well, people would say he's flaunting the sexuality, but that's homophobic.
Yeah, they wouldn't say that about a straight couple, like.
Thanks to Robin Thicke standing next to a fully nude woman in his music video, yeah. Blurred Lines, and no one saying anything about it.
Yeah. So up next is on the queer agenda is the queerest of news. So we're going to talk a bit about queer celebs and people who came out this year. Esther?
So JoJo Siwa, the Dance Moms breakout star who turned into a teenage pop star, posted a video of herself dancing to Lady Gaga's Born This Way on TikTok in late January. 17-year-old followed the video up with a photo on Twitter in which she's wearing a t-shirt that read, "Best Gay Cousin Ever." Siwa later said her girlfriend, Kylie Prue, inspired her to officially come out to her fans after they met on a cruise ship. "I like queer," Siwa said. "Technically, I would say that I am pansexual because that's how I've always been my whole life. It's just like, my human is my human."
Demi Lovato has been open about their private life, including their sexuality, but in March, they revealed that they are pansexual. In May, Lovato came out as non-binary and said they use they-them pronouns. There seem to be quite a few pansexuals and panromantics, and I think that's the way the world is going a bit. People, myself included, in this, people are more fluid than just being gay, straight, lesbian. But all and any sexualities are valid. Only you know what you are, and no one can force you into a box. To me, my sexuality is if I like a person, that's it, I like them. What they have between their legs isn't that important to me. I'm happily married to a woman who's sitting across from me. But as some of my family are so shocked to believe that this doesn't make me a lesbian. Shocking, I know. The way I describe it to some of my sisters, for example, is this. Just because you have a boyfriend or a husband, does that mean then that you don't ever feel attraction to another guy? Of course not. I still find guys, girls, non-binary and trans people attractive. It doesn't stop just because you marry a same-sex partner, it just means you found the one. So also in the news at the moment, Switzerland has just approved same-sex marriage, well done for them. It brings the total number of countries up to 30, but to this day, Ireland is home to two historic moments. First country in the world to vote and pass same-sex marriage, and home of the oldest wedding tradition, which is hand fasting, which is 6,500 years old and originated here. We love to love, and I could be prouder of this country. I now leave you with my favourite song by trans YouTube turned recording pop punk artist. I actually went to see him in a concert where I got to meet his mum Karen, who is an absolute legend. Shout out to Karen. This is Underachiever by No Offense.
Say be true to yourself. In the ideal situation, I'll be anyone else but me. It's fine, your fragile state of mind is just a part of growing up. You look back on this time and love. Your struggle is your up, but don't struggle too much. You got a bleeding heart and a side. You're mad, just call your mum and dad and have the smooth. A few things over, you're a growing lad. Nothing compares to the life of an underachiever. In doubt, you're your very own self-deceiver. Potential is the worst kind of spell that they'll have you believe her. And you try, and you try, and you try. People always say be kind to yourself, if this is really what you wanted, why did you try to suffocate me? People always say have faith in yourself, if I can get out of bed I'll show you. Yes, I can succeed. Best of the life of an underachiever. Say, look after yourself, that's the trick of the play. Why the fuck did nobody tell me? People always say, don't belittle yourself if you don't kick up a fuss. Who the hell's gonna set yourself free? Not to compare, serve the life of an underachiever. Better in doubt, you're your very own self-deceiver. Potential is the worst kind of spot that doesn't believe her. And you try, and you try, and you try. And you try, and you try, and you try. They don't care, they don't care about these teenage shits with painted nails and bleached out shitty hair. They don't care, they don't care about these teenage shits with painted nails and bleached out shitty hair. They don't care about these teenage shits with painted nails and bleached out shitty hair. They don't care. Say, be true to yourself. In the ideal situation, I'll be anyone else.
It's the gay agenda with Sinead Huckins.
Welcome back. Up next on the Gay Agenda is our Queer Health segment. I'm joined here by Will. Will is our expert on a subject that I, like many people, don't know a whole lot about. Take it away, Will.
Hi, my name is Will Kennedy and I've been living with HIV for 14 years now. I was diagnosed in 2007, 5th of November 2007, to be exact. My hope for this segment of the show is to educate the general public on the latest updates and developments in HIV treatment and prevention and treatment. What I would like to talk about really today is that one of the greatest developments in the recent years in the area of HIV is U equals U. For those who don't know what that means, it means undetectable, untransmittable. A person living with HIV, once they start on medication and their viral load, which is the amount of HIV in your blood, semen, or anything like that, becomes undetectable, you can no longer transmit it. And that's exactly what U equals U means, undetectable, untransmittable. It has changed the life of people living with HIV because up to this, speaking from my own experience and people that I spoke to in the area, the one thing you thought about when you were diagnosed was, oh my God, I'm infectious. What am I going to do? And your whole worry was protecting others from you, which really gave you a very, didn't help your self-image. You saw yourself as almost like a walking illness. And now that you know for a fact, scientifically proven, that you cannot pass it on, it means you can live a normal life again. Now for me as a gay man, it means I can have the kind of sex I want again and everything, if I want, it's entirely up to me. But it also means that for, say, a married couple where one partner is positive and the other is negative, they can now go back to having natural sex if they want to have a baby, because it also is, if you're undetectable, if a woman is undetectable, she cannot pass it on to her baby. So it really has made absolute, dramatic changes to the life of people living with HIV. I do know a woman just 4 months ago who comes to a local support group here that we run, and she's had her first baby at 29, and her main concern even after having the child was she wanted the child to have a HIV test the minute the child was born. And the nurses in the maternity hospital, they said, we will, but you know, there's no worry, there's no anything, but for her own peace of mind, and she just said she couldn't believe the way the nurses were. They were all reassuring her, it'll be fine, it doesn't happen anymore, it's grand. And she was saying at the meeting like that it was fabulous, like that her child is there now, doesn't have to go on medication like all her children had to and everything. So I would just want people, hopefully, by listening to this on the radio, to take that into account. Because one thing I would say to people listening to this segment maybe is that a lot of people haven't diagnosed their HIV status to friends, family, or anything. Their only time they talk about their HIV is when they go to the clinic, which is once every 6 months now. And the problem is their fear of stigma. So what I would like to say to anybody listening is, just like anything else, if you're talking about some and using derogative terms about somebody being gay or anything, be aware that there could be somebody in that room when you're talking that could be HIV positive. And they're already feeling maybe bad about themselves or whatever, and you start using all these, I don't know, derogative terms and talking about stuff you know nothing about, I would ask you to stop and think before you speak. Because today I am 64 years of age. I have an extremely good prognosis on my span of life that's left. They say now that a person living with HIV will actually live maybe 5 years longer than somebody who's not. And the main reason for that is I attend a clinic twice a year. So I get everything checked twice a year. Bloods, blood pressure, kidneys, liver, they're all done. So a lot of people don't do that twice a year, like wouldn't visit. So I wouldn't advocate like for people to get HIV to get that treatment. But the upside of it is my health is really, really good. Yes, I would say about medication, there can be side effects. But the great thing about the medication today is there's something like, not exactly sure, but we'll say about 40 different combinations. So you can change your medication. And most of the clinics are grand. If you're having side effects and you can't live with it, do not be afraid to mention to the clinic, if you're a person living with HIV, that you're having these side effects. Because in my own case, I'm on my fourth regime. And I'm on the fourth regime I'm on now 5 years. And I'm not going to change that because I've just found that these ones suit me perfectly, because a lot of them can have detrimental effects on your liver, your kidneys. Also, some of them can cause severe depression. And but the great thing is like not to worry, because you can switch. When you're diagnosed first and start on meds, you will attend the clinic every month. And you will be monitored closely. And in those early days, you can tell them any side effects or anything. But if I do nothing else today, when I'm on this part of the show, I will reiterate the U equals U message. Because when I was diagnosed in 2007, everybody warned you, any medical people warned you about sex, about not having, about transmission, about everything. And even myself, I was very concerned about people using my cutlery and everything, even though I knew you cannot transmit it like that, but you get these panic moments. But now with U equals U, I really stress a person living with HIV can no longer pass it on. And what I would say to anybody living with HIV is realize, and this is also for the general public, realize that you now need to protect yourself. Like if you're out there socializing and whatever, and you meet somebody, ask them their status, because and when they last had an STI screening, because you want to protect yourself from other STIs. You no longer have to worry about passing on HIV to them. So I would say it's really empowered people living with HIV, that message. If they let it sink in and actually believe it, it doesn't matter if somebody you tell does not believe you. We now know it. There's been 6 to 9 scientific studies done, because this was known back in 2008. It was first mentioned in a conference in Switzerland. But the consultant who said it at that conference was told, we need to do the studies. And now they've all been done. And from 2017, this message has been put out there. And it's now 2021. So it's around 4 or 5 years that we're definitely positive that this actually works. So every other week on this segment, I would probably talk about different aspects of HIV, what it was like back in the old days, whatever. But for now, I really, really am happy to start off this segment with that message, you equals you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Will. Thank you, and now for an important message to any non-LGBTQ plus people. How can allies help? How can you help? Have a conversation with the queer person you know and ask them what their identity means to them. Call out homophobia. If someone in your friends or family, or even an acquaintance, that says something that you know is not right, call them out on it. Educate them. Inform them of the correct language to use. One step at a time and little by little, we can rid the world of the disease of homophobia. Okay, so it brings us to our next segment, which is titled
Say This Instead. Hi, my name is Grace and I want to do a segment on things you shouldn't say to queer people and what you can say instead to them. So today's question or statement is, I would have never guessed you were gay, bisexual, trans or non-binary. So what's the problem with this statement? So it reinforces stereotypes about LGBT plus people. Were you expecting us to look a certain way or talk a certain way or walk a certain way? Because plot twist, we are just as diverse as you are. If you look at the people in your own communities, you'll see that no two people are the same, and the LGBT plus community is no different. You don't act shocked when a cisgender or heterosexual person tells you about their identity. There is no box that they all fit into, so there shouldn't be a box for us. There are so many LGBT plus people who keep their lives private. You know and interact with more queer people than you could ever know. It's also a backhanded compliment because it alienates those of us who are more out and visible. It tells us that you still haven't accepted them as a part of your everyday crowd. You single them out for a minor aspect of their life instead of seeing them as a whole human being who is a part of so many different communities. Instead of saying that, you can say, "Thanks for sharing that with me," or ask them if they're out to everyone, because if they're not, you have to be careful about outing them to people that they don't want to be out to. And that's all for today on Say This Instead. Stay tuned for more advice.
Thank you very much, Grace. Now, our next song is gay icon Todrick Hall. Take it away.
Tell every sissy you can call that the gays are on parade. Get your flag, get your glitter, get your phone, take your pictures, pump your fist if you're with us, cause the gays are on parade.
So strut to the beat. You're in demand, whether you're gay or bi or trans, the gays are on parade. Clap your fan, get your feathers, get your wig, get your leather. Raining men is the weather, cause the gays are on parade.
So strut to the beat.
Talk a bit about how this radio segment all started in the first place. So we're actually running a advocacy group. I'll let you talk about it and say it because I'm not very good at saying it.
So the advocacy group is called Saoirse a Chuck, which means queer liberation. And this came off the back of the Seeding the County LGBT plus development program. And really what it was is an enthusiastic group of people who wanted to make a difference in the country, county, in the country, and who knows, maybe even further afield. What really brought us together was the realization that especially this year, the amount of homophobic incidents have been rising, both in Cork, in Ireland, and abroad. and we felt like we couldn't just sit down and just take it. So Saoirse Chock is our attempt to get up and do something about it in a safe way. So we're hoping to be able to use this radio program to talk about the issues affecting our lives and the lives of all the community. And we're hoping to continue our actions outside of the radio show, like we did last month in Yall, where we set up a stand, an information stand, and we got to chat to anyone who passed by the clock tower. We were making badges, we were handing out fact sheets around the incidents this year so people know why we're there. And hopefully this can continue on into the future.
Yeah. Let's talk a bit about those instances. How did you all hear about all the stuff that's been going on?
I kind of saw it firsthand. Like, I walked past a rainbow mural, and one day there was just pervert spray painted all
the
over.
The one in town. I actually saw that on Facebook. I see all my stuff on Facebook. There's been a lot of... I think it's been because of all the stuff in Hungary and Poland. People are seeing that on the news, and it's like, oh, well, that's okay. Let's be homophobic too.
Yeah.
And I actually saw online there that Poland has gone back and got rid of the LGBT exclusion zones because the funding was cut from the EU for it. And they're like, well, we want our funding back, so I guess we're not going to have this anymore. So you think they'd be kicked out of the EU for something like that. But like there was a thing with the flags in
Waterford.
It's that Limerick. Waterford, Limerick.
I think the main one on the news was the first Waterford flag that got pulled down and burned. And then they put a new one up and it was taken down again and destroyed. And then they started putting up posters as well around Waterford.
Straight pride posters.
Yeah.
Saying this is what marriage looks like, and it was a picture of a man and a woman.
It was just a big reminder of the whole yes, no campaign.
Yeah.
It was just like those posters where it was like, oh, a child needs a mother and a father. It was like that, but...
And that's the thing, like, what about single parents?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If they only got one parent, what are they supposed to do if that was the case? And, like, the straight pride, like, they were saying, why do people need straight pride? You have it 11 months of the year. Do you know what I mean? And then the 1 month that we have is that when they're trying to make straight pride is at the same time as gay pride. So they're just trying to like be like, oh, well, we can be proud too. And like, well, no one's saying you can't.
We can be proud too, but it's not, that's not what pride is about though.
Yeah.
It's about being proud of who you are, but it's about the fact that we can all come together through all the stuff that we've been through as like a community and as a whole.
And all the homophobic incidences, like, that's why we need pride, to be like, we're not going to put up with that, why should we?
Yeah.
Do you know? And like even when we had our drama show and we did monologues in the park and put up the QR codes because it said queer code on it, people started taking them down. But then us as a queer drama group, we went there and we replaced them all, and every time it was some, and we set up patrols so we could see if it was torn down, and then when it was torn down we'd go and join a group and put them all back up again and take pictures and say we're not with that. So I think that's why we need pride, because it shows that we're not going to stand for any of that.
And I think it's important to remember that Pride started as a protest.
Yeah.
Queer people marched together in defiance of everyone who told them that their existences were invalid.
And there are services out there to help you and that you can get in touch with if you're struggling. So if you're struggling with any LGBT issues, know someone who is, or you think you or they would benefit from talking to someone, get in touch with any of the following services.
Link, based in Cork City, is a community organisation for lesbian and bisexual women. They offer a range of services including WorkLink, Silver Scribblers, online and in-person meetups, and many more activities and groups. They also deliver LGBTI+ diversity awareness training to a wide range of businesses and organisations. To find out more, you can check out their website, link.ie, call them on 021 480 8600 or email info@link.ie.
LGBT Ireland is a national charity working to enhance the visibility, rights and inclusion for LGBTI plus people in Ireland. We operate the National LGBT Helpline, available on 1890-929-539. Learn more about our support services on our website at lgbt.ie.
Gay Project Campaigns delivers training, provides information and organises events and social groups. To donate, volunteer, receive training or find information, visit gayproject.ie or at gayprojectirl on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
And that's the end of our show. Next episode will be out at the same time, second Wednesday of the month. And now we will leave you with a classic gay tune from lesbian singer Hayley Kayoko. This is Girls Like Girls.